The reading today comes from Old Testament, Psalms 98. Sing a song of the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. In the ends of the earth, we have been seen to our glory of God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for his joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with a harp, with a harp with a melodious song, with trumpets and with the sound of the horn of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join him. Let the rivers clap their song in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs in joy before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice, he and the nations with fairness. The word of God for the people of God.
Lord, we are listening. Thanks, Jody. Endless praise. That's what that scripture is about. Endless praise. That we lift our thanks and our praise to God for everything that he has done. The fact of the matter is, when someone is worthy of praise, you give them praise. The men and women who have served us in this country, I think about a lot of the wars. I think about when the men and women came back from World War II or Korea. So how many served? Anybody in World War II? I don't think so, right? Anybody in Korea War? Vietnam? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah. We had men that were over there in Vietnam. You see, they gave themselves, and because of that, they are worthy of praise. They say you can always tell a country, a lot about a country, by how they treat their veterans. I think in this country, they ought to have not just their own health care, but I think they ought to have the best health care. What do you think? It shouldn't cost them a dime. These are people who have decided on their own. Some were drafted, but on their own they decided, I will serve my country. You go to Israel or a country like that, you don't have a choice. When you reach a certain age, you will spend time in the military. You will. But we ask our young men and women if they will serve. And I really believe they are worthy of praise. I believe our men and women are worthy of praise. My father was to go, but when he went for his physical for World War II, he had a heart murmur, and they rejected him. And he always wished that he had been able to serve. I often think about that as well. There was a time when I was in seminary and thinking, well, maybe I want to go into the military and serve in the military as a chaplain. But the Lord kind of had different routes for me. I prayed about that for months and months and months, but the Lord had a different route for me. And I'm okay with that. But our veterans are worthy of praise. They've done so much for us. They are worthy of praise. But why do we give praise to God? Why do we give him endless praise? Well, there's a few things we want to talk about this morning. Why do we give him praise? First of all, because he has won many victories. Now, this psalm talks about this so clearly, and we want to mention that today, that he has done so many things for us and given us many, many victories. Here's what it says. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory, and his holy arm has shown his saving power. His right hand has won a mighty victory. God is always fighting for you in your battles. Always. Always. God, the creator of the world, who formed all things by his word, is fighting for you. A strong military, from where I stand, is essential in this world today if there's going to be peace. We've seen in the last years what a weak military will bring. And it brings chaos around the world, doesn't it? But we see that a strong military brings peace. Why is that? Because there's peace in strength. There's peace in strength. We know that if anybody ever had the guts to attack the country, that our military will stand for us and will fight for us. That gives me a lot of peace in my home. And again, I thank veterans directly for that. And the scars that they carry in their lives, because many of the ones who have seen action, the difficulty they saw that they never ever dreamed as a child they would see. But I'm thankful that we have a strong military in our country. And if anybody has the guts to attack us, they'll pay for it. And as much as I feel that peace that comes from that, I feel a great peace in my own life because I know that the creator of all things is fighting for me. And he's fighting for you. No one can stand against him. No one can stand in his place. He is fighting for you and for me. God is always fighting. Secondly, because he is faithful. Look at verse 3. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. God is faithful. That's why we praise him, because he's faithful. Look at your lives and the times when things were so tough and so difficult. Maybe you've just been through a tremendous illness, or maybe that illness has in your family took one of your loved ones. I remember, again, praying for my brother 11 years ago. I remember praying for him. Mom and Dad praying, oh God, touch him. Please, Lord, take this cancer from his body. Take this cancer. But the Lord didn't do that. But I can see now. I look back and I can see the faithfulness of God in the middle of all of that. Even at his funeral, my brother's funeral, I remember talking about the faithfulness of God and remembering the faithfulness of God to my brother. You see, he's faithful. And because he's faithful, we praise him. Because he's faithful, we give him praise. Well, this scripture talks a lot about music, right? And music does have an effect on us. It affects our spirit. There's an old sage who used to wear the funniest glasses that you can ever imagine. And he was a man who liked to write down his thoughts and sing his thoughts. His name was Elton John. Remember those glasses he would wear? Weird. Here's a song that he wrote, and I want to read some of the words to you. Guess there are times when we all need to share a little pain. And ironing out the rough spots is the hardest part when memories remain. And it's times like these when we all need to hear the radio. Can you hear the song going in your mind? Yeah. Hear the radio, because from the lips of some old singer, we can share the troubles we already know. Turn them on. Turn them on. Turn on those sad songs. When all hope is gone, why don't you tune in and turn them on? They reach into your room. Oh, you can do it. Just feel their gentle touch. When all hope is gone, sad songs say so much. If someone else is suffering enough to write it down, when every single word makes sense, then it's easier to have those songs around. The kick inside is in the line that finally gets to you, and it feels so good to hurt so bad and suffer just enough to sing the blues. So turn them on. Turn them on. Turn on. I would sing it for you, but I'm in no voice today to do that. Turn on those sad songs when all hope is gone. Why don't you tune in and turn them on? So why is he saying that? Whenever you're feeling blue and you're feeling low and you're feeling miserable, how many of you remember Elton John? Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of young people say, Elton who? Yeah. I am old, I know that. But you see, there's something about sitting down and listening to the radio. I remember a girl broke up with me in high school. And I remember, you know, I spent the whole weekend in my room listening to old songs, you know. I didn't cry because I was a manly young man. But I did feel horrible, you know. But it makes, you don't believe me, do you? But you know what that is, the heartbreak of all that, you know. And there's something about singing a sad song when you're sad. Well, see, the psalmist wrote completely different. He wrote completely the opposite of what Elton John would say. We sing praise to God, and it actually lifts our spirit. Music is healing and has restorative power and has been used as a catalyst to deepen insight, wisdom, transformation, and healing in many ancient and modern cultures, because it's believed that sound acts as a direct channel into the emotions and inner being. Mm-hmm. There was a man in the Old Testament, a king, who was distressed. And it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 16. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn there and see what happened to Saul. Here's what happened with King Saul. He said, now the spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear. Some of Saul's servants said to him, boy, that's like she sells seashells by the seashore. Some of Saul's servants said to him, a tormenting spirit from God is troubling you. Let us find a good musician to play the harp. Whenever the tormenting spirit troubles you, he will play soothing music and you will soon be well again. All right, Saul said, find me someone who plays well and bring him here. Because I think he probably figured somebody who can't play well would make him feel worse. You know what that is, don't you? Remember your kids? I remember my son and my daughter playing the French horn and the trumpet. It was distressful. It was. So Saul sent messengers to Jesse to say, send me your son David, the shepherd. Jesse responded by sending David to Saul, along with a young goat, a donkey loaded with bread, and a wineskin full of wine. So David went to Saul and began serving him. Saul loved David very much, and David became his armor bearer. Then Saul sent word to Jesse asking, please let David remain in my service, for I am very pleased with him. Now listen. And whenever the tormenting spirit from God troubled Saul, David would play the harp. Then Saul would feel better, and the tormenting spirit would go away. I say that to say this clearly. You need the church service on Sunday morning. You need to spend time with the people of God singing songs of praise. Our first service, we like to sing a lot of the old hymns, and we sing them, and they're important. Our second service is a little different, a little bit, with music. But you need to be in the house of God singing praise to God. Not because it's an obligation, but because your spirit is lifted when you do that. Our spirits are lifted. Our souls are lifted. So David is exactly right in this psalm when he says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful deeds." And that's what we do on Sunday morning. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He is faithful, and he has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel, to the ends of the earth. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Oh, I know, you know, sometimes we sing newer songs, and I don't really like that new stuff. But I'll tell you, everyone needs to come and lift their souls, lift their heart in praise, for God is worthy. Father, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful psalm that's lifted our spirits. We've needed it, Lord, in a day when there's just so much confusion everywhere and enough hatred to go around. May we, Lord, come into your house, sing and lift your praises to you, that our hearts would be lifted and our souls, Lord, would be lifted before you. Bless us, we pray. We'll give you thanks for all you do for us. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. And the people of God said, Amen.